Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Yes, that was our producer, Pat Hamilton.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me today also is John Ramos.
Hello.
I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the nation, around the world, and, of course, our Gulf Coast audience, home of the Blue Angels.
That's right.
From Destin to M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I-M-S.
Wow.
Mississippi. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah, we, if you missed our earlier program, Ron Dahmer, the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dahmer, spoke at the Christian United for Israel this week, and it just was a blessing to hear such a detailed response to what's going on as well. Remember to keep Israel in your prayers. I mean, they're out there on the front line. But one thing he did say is that Israel deserves, IDF, the Israel Defense Force, deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
He says the United Nations needs to grow a moral
compass.
It needs to get a moral compass. The world needs to grow a moral backbone. Mm. And it's time for us to deal with human shields, where people put human beings in front of. I mean, why would we ever? I mean, even in law enforcement in America, we call that hostage taking.
Yeah.
And they call it a crime. And when somebody puts somebody between them and the law enforcement, we call that a crime. We call that kidnapping.
Mm.
But when it comes to the United Nations, they don't call it anything at all for some reason, it appears.
Interesting.
But human shields pretty much is taking you against your will, putting you in harm's way, and hoping, according to the reports of the ambassador and others, is that you will die in the process so they can tout your body about and saying this is what happened, as if your death was caused by the people who were actually trying to protect you instead of the one who actually took you and kidnapped you and put you in that situation. Yeah. We call that kidnapping, right?
Yeah.
We call that kidnapping in America. Stay up to date with Israel if you just want to stay up. And you can do that by listening to VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. Don't forget to go to VFNTV.com and check out our Torch. Everything that you're hearing plus some can be found on the, that's our producer. I knew that's what that was. I knew that. Please pray.
He wants more
for
time.
Pat.
Just kidding.
It's not time to check out the haircast.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
We never should have told him about the haircast. And weatherchannel.com or something like that. But I got great news. Obviously, it's great news to see that, you know, Israel's ambassador stand up as he did and just say, you know, we see an end to this terrorism. They see an end to it. And they see systematically this Hamas and Hezbollah and the Sunni and the Shiite arguments and all that. And I thought it was pretty funny when he said that if the Sunnis and the Shiites meet, they have a doctrinal argument about the 9th and the 7th century. He says they can meet in the middle of the 8th century.
Yeah.
But even though if they do come together, this is what's always the issue. They'll have a common enemy, which would be the Jews and the Christians.
Yeah.
They would come after the Jews and the Christians, which is not good. If you would have heard, you know, John just speaking on the radio recently about, you know, that they're giving Christians three choices in Upper Iraq. The choices are
either convert to Islam, pay the jizya tax, which is an extortion,
right,
or lose your head.
Which you have to understand, they're not making this stuff up. This is in the Quran. This actually is written in the Quran. They're loyalists to
They're being faithful to the Quran,
you know, and I guess you call them legalists.
Yeah.
But listen, I got great news for you. Just a word came out on, I believe it was July the 7th or July 18th, with Kim Clement. And we want to hear these prophetic words. We're going to make it available to you. You can get the whole thing. But God gave a word through Kim. And Kim, you have to understand Kim. Well, nobody probably can understand Kim. But
hard to understand prophets.
He has a big,
well, maybe,
he's throwing his
Pat,
hair around.
Maybe Pat could.
He cannot get. Yeah, he used to have one. We got to find that picture of his mullet.
Renee?
Well, that's right. That's what your mother would say. Mullet. Mm. Anyway,
among other things.
Among other things. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello, Renee. he talks about July. Here we are in this month of July, and is it not turbulent or what?
Oh yeah,
very.
Well, Kim was in about 2010, I believe it is, when he started getting a deeper burden for Israel than he had before, and all of a sudden he started focusing intently, like we are and like you are, if you're with us in VFN TV and daily radio program, that we stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. Mm-hmm. We're just up front, unashamedly, not being silent. We stand up for Israel. And if you can find out more at kimclement.org about it, and we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. But understand that they just boldly are standing for Israel. And by doing that, you know, God's beginning to move in a powerful way, in a new way in his ministry. But he was in Israel. He was in Israel during, you know, about 1,000 missiles had been fired at this time. He was there. So you have Kim, you know, and he says, you got to get the Red Alert app. It's going off all the time. He puts it on the thing like we were doing, you know, and listen to it.
Dear.
And it's just so real when you're there. He says, he normally sends the other people out to do these dangerous things.
Yeah.
And he says, my wife couldn't follow me here. But we were willing to go around, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were
about to me.
Hey, we just came out of a big ministry event. We don't mind dying, right?
Exactly.
we just died at Spring Lake or something.
That's right.
And so
in a monsoon.
Yeah. And they were worried then. You can imagine what it'd be like now, right? Mm-hmm. Missiles and alarms going off. But anyway, so he was there, and God began to just give this more of a burden, more of a burden. He's been blessing Israel and doing some wonderful things, it appears, you know, for Israel. But God gave him a word. He called him there to put his feet there to be able to speak to him. And he began to speak about Israel, but he spoke also, and I want you to hear this. This is Kim Clement. Understand this is just a segment of him speaking. You can actually find out the entire 2-hour broadcast on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. You'll be able to get access to it. But this is a specific word about July that was given that about our President Barack Obama. And this is a time of testing, but also about there's going to be a David arising up. The next leader of America is going to be a David, is what he's talking about. As a matter of fact, listen up, Kim Clement.
Strange July. Strange, strange. We're standing in the middle of it. We're standing in the middle of a strange July. Did I not tell you, says the Spirit of God, that I would bring about occasions, moments in the earth from the nations during July? The test of this president is at hand. I am watching you. You have been raised up to lead the greatest nation on the earth. Where are you? I look for strength, says the Lord. I look for strength. When Russia has decided to be the chief superpower, where are you? They have already crept close to your borders, to your seashore, in a way that you never thought would happen. Where are you, Mr. Obama, whom I gave strength, power, when you were nothing? Now, where are you? It is time to stand and speak for your nation, for my people, for I am jealous of them. And woe to those who call good evil and who call evil good. Woe to those who call pure impure, and those who say peace when there is war. Woe to you, for I stand, says the Lord, and I woke my prophet today to speak to the atmosphere and to the kingdom of darkness, they who are ready to terrorize my people with fear. No, I laugh at you. No, for they are people who are praying, and they are prophets who are being fed by Ahab. They are prophets who are being fed by kings in caves, ready to emerge and rise up to the occasion. Summer shall bring disasters, challenges. Summer, oh summer, I look at you and winter on the other side, and together you are embracing the tumultuous moments, the tests. But God says, I will cause a David to arise. And as I was praying this morning, and this is me speaking, as I was praying, I was struggling. There was a heavy cloud. I said, Lord, what is happening? The nations rage against your people. The nations rage against Israel. The nations rage against the Christian. The ecclesia, the church whom you are building. Where are you? And he spoke then. Suddenly it came upon me and he said, Samuel, go find David. Samuel, go find David. And suddenly I realized there is a David in the midst of us whom God has raised up to lead the nation. This is a test. I will go and I will find for the Spirit of God and anoint the David who shall lead the nation. Mr. Obama has done what he can do. But now God says it is a test for him. Summer is your test. For in fall, the outcome shall be as a result of your reaction and your responses to what I desire, as opposed to the desires of the enemies of the cross and the enemies of the throne of Christ, says the Lord God.
Amazing word that the tumultuous July, that this would be a time of testing for President Barack Obama, and that, you know, I've allowed you to be the leader of the greatest, most powerful nation, and this is a time of testing your strength. And I think about Russia tested President John Kennedy. There was a time with the Bay of Pigs and all that was going on. And now when you begin to look at things biblically and you're seeing what's taking place, yeah, that was a huge test for, you know, what was President Kennedy going to do? Mm-hmm. And here we are again. Russia is testing, you know, our president. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to do? This is the time of testing. And I thought it was interesting, too. You know, he's talking about your borders. They're coming in your borders. And I'm talking to you as if, you know, God is speaking through Kim. And this is for you to weigh out whether he is or not. But Kim is saying the Lord was speaking through him at that time and just saying, you know, where are you? They're coming to your borders. They're coming through your borders. When we get back, we're going to show you 5 minutes on the borders. Just within the last maybe 48 hours at 4 o'clock in the morning with Congressman Gohmert, Glenn Beck of The Blaze and other Pastor Evita King, that they're on the border watching what's going on. What you just heard prophesied, you know, coming from Kim Clement, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's happening. As a matter of fact, watch up after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant and may even threaten the freedom of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must be defended by work and by faith and even by blood.
Now, your ministry reaches more people than the evening news, and I need you to get up there and announce that you fully support this bill.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Let's talk of persecution. It's going to die, and who's going to be left standing? You are!
You cannot legislate the power of God.
He's not on board.
Mr. Luther, do you mind if we get a picture of my daughter?
Big smile. Excellent.
The girl is dead, John. They're saying that you killed her.
I didn't kill anybody.
They're watching for you.
I didn't know where else to go.
You're going to be charged with first-degree murder.
I just want to see justice served.
I need your help.
Your husband is a fugitive.
He is coming home to this family.
I have a dream to unite the traditions of faith with one voice.
The arms of God aren't as far away as you might think.
Mr. President, John Luther is entirely your misfortune.
People are looking for a symbol. We'll get back up when they're knocked down.
Get your people out there and do so quietly.
They can't silence the truth.
Sometimes in a war, there's collateral damage for the greater good.
In you I put my trust. If there's any iniquity in my hands, let my enemy pursue me and overtake me. trample my life into the earth. You take away a man's right to speak his mind in a country founded on that very principle. You don't really have a country now, do you?
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
You have your interests and hobbies, but what if those get in the way of having a good marriage? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and here's psychologist Dr. Julie Slattery.
I think a woman then views her husband as being immature, and her job is to get him to take life more seriously. But what she doesn't realize is that that's a sign of immaturity in her own life, that I have to fix him. And by trying to fix the marriage, she's actually sabotaging things. And that deeper issue is, how is God calling each of you to maturity? And for a woman, that might be learning to trust the Holy Spirit, learning to believe in this man who still has aspects of immaturity. We all do.
It's good to remember we all have room to grow and that God's interested in working in our lives for His glory. You'll find more trusted encouragement to help your relationship thrive at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there, and a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this, including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared? So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we're just hearing this prophetic word from Kim Clement. Don't forget, you get the entire word. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch. That's very interesting because it came right in alignment with what's going on, the tumultuous summer, the turbulent July is a time of testing for our president. I mean, things need to happen. There's a lot on his plate right now taking place. And if you miss Ambassador Dermer talking from Israel, saying that the credit's due to our president, President Barack Obama, for getting these chemical weapons diplomatically removed from Syria and destroyed. That's a huge, the largest, world's largest stockpile, you know, removed. But he also said, you know, you're hearing him just yell almost on the mic as he's flipping his hair. And he's, you know, he's I guess he's saying, this is a word from the Lord. This is the Lord speaking. He's like talking to our president and said, they're coming over your borders. They're coming over your borders. You know, what are you going to do? This is a time of testing of your strength. And you hear Americans saying that. Mm-hmm. You hear Americans going, our borders are being flooded. And imagine America being a ship is the analogy that I've always given. And imagine human beings, the sea of humanity. And then imagine the sea of humanity pouring into your ship and your ship going down. That's how it works. Wow. If your borders are not secure, nations do not survive. That's just the way it works. The same way the borders on, we talked about in other analogies. But right now, we have some fresh footage from less probably than 48 hours ago of the blaze going down with Congressman Gomer from Texas, Senator Ted Cruz, Dr. Evita King. They went down and began to go carry supplies, food, almost $2 million worth of money came in from Americans, from you, who gave to fill these truckloads up. And every 2 weeks, another truckload's coming down of food, supplies,
amazing.
And teddy bears for the babes and the children and soccer balls. And it's like a movement of mercy. But he's going to, this right here, he says, remember the prophetic word is, the borders, your borders are, they're pouring in through your borders. Well, this is cameras at 4 o'clock in the morning on the borders. You're going to see evidence that we're being true as we speak. For some reason, it's a, well, we kind of know probably the reason, but the whole point of a free press and free media is so that the cameras can go down and look at everything.
Yeah.
But where is CNN? Where is MSNBC? Where is Fox? Where are the local newscasters? And as they're telling them, even they're telling the Border Patrol, if you take a picture with your camera, you're fired. And it's like, this is our borders. We should be able to see what's going on. And what happens when you see it, you'll be just like, as you'll see probably in tomorrow's program and our next program coming up on the borders, that your heart's going to be moved with compassion, too, because these kids are being used for political pawns for somebody's purposes, and it just breaks your heart. But this is your borders in alignment with that word just given by Kim Clement. And on the Blaze television, watch what's taking place right here.
So where's Mexico?
Just right there. You're looking at it.
That's it?
That's it, right there.
How deep is the water here?
They say 6-7 feet, and it's moving strong enough. You need to be a good swimmer if you try to cross.
What you're looking at, they're looking over the Rio Grande right now. It's obviously 4 o'clock in the morning. You can't see, but they're trying to get a viewpoint. What is happening on this border? The Rio Grande is this river that kind of winds all the way down the Texas-Mexican border, so you can look right across. You got to look really good, but this is obviously 4 o'clock in the morning. Watch.
Be a good swimmer if you try to cross here.
It looks totally calm. Looks stagnant.
Well, you can see movement
I know.
Around the limbs up here, but
I don't see the problem getting over.
The only problem for the coyotes, drug cartels sending people over, is they don't want to be caught. The people want to be caught. They're going to turn themselves in. Well, not all of them, but, you know, the people
family
that want to stay.
Not the Syrians.
Yeah. Not the Syrians, yeah. And so the coyotes don't want to be caught. But they were telling us last night that DPS and Border Patrol have some boats, mainly Texas Department of Public Safety. And when they come up and they've caught a coyote and he can't get back in time, you know, they'll hit the raft and they'll do everything they can to catch him. He will go under their boat. He will go around. He'll do everything in his power to keep from getting caught. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah,
so I thought they just grabbed him.
He'll grab onto the motor. Now, you're talking about a propeller on the backside.
Just to
grab onto the motor and work his way around just to get to the other side.
How much are they making?
Well, that's what they were pointing out last night. They said, okay, several hours ago, they caught two groups, 40, 45, total of 90. They just, and he said most of them said they paid about $7,000 to get here.
Each, right?
Mm-hmm. Each.
Yeah. Now, that's just
so
to
they
get
say,
from there to here?
Just, well,
that's,
no, to
so
come
from
South
America.
Or Central America. And so just that 90 people, do the math, is $630,000 just in those two groups.
To deliver them to their logistics group.
Us. If y'all don't mind, let's go down where you see some rafts and some stuff that have got. Sometimes they'll just give them a life preserver around their neck and then, you know, have them hold on together and then get them across if they think they've got time. But it's much quicker on a raft, zoom across, nearly throw them out, and then zoom back across. And they don't want to lose their raft. That's their money.
As I'm looking at this terrain, and this is all I've thought of the whole time, is my son's nine. My daughter's eight. I can't imagine sending them, giving them to a drug lord and sending them alone like this. I wouldn't do it. Who's doing this? What kind of, I mean, I don't understand the peril that people are in, and I know that they want to escape to a better life, and they want to get away from the drug lords and everything else, but they're giving their life to the drug lord.
Bingo.
And they're saying, I'll work the rest of it off, so they know they're going to be involved in criminal activity. Bingo. And they're giving their kids to the drug lords. So, who does that?
Glenn.
Glenn, yeah. Look at this.
That's babies.
18-month-old baby.
Look at the garbage end of it. But look at this. That's a life jacket for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Look. All these are... Here are more life jackets over here.
Yep.
And they're all kids.
And see, you got a couple of rafts here that have been destroyed. When the raft gets destroyed, then the coyote's out of business for a while. But you put people along this river, the coyotes don't come. They see them all along the river, they don't come.
What I'm just shocked by is all these life jackets are all for kids. They're all for kids.
Well, some of the Border Patrolmen were telling me that it's really a great thing that they've started, some of them have started using life jackets because...
They weren't before?
They weren't, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Glenn, look at that. Oh,
someone's clothing.
Yeah, you find clothes all along through here. Yeah.
And it's a child's, look at that, it's a child's jacket.
You know, we talk about, how dangerous MS-13, they're fleeing MS-13. Border Patrolmen say MS-13 members are some of the lead people bringing them up here.
If I'm MS-13, I want this to go on. Because
of course.
I'm tying everybody up. I'm going some other direction. It's the biggest misdirection I've ever seen. We have to find a way to be compassionate.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. And let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
We're looking at, this is a fulfillment of that word. You know, they're talking about these gangs coming up, MS-13 coming up, and they're paying their way. But, you know, you can logically begin to say, well, this is connected to that, and that's connected to this. Or you could see where God's saying, your borders are being flooded. I put you over this nation. This is a testing of your strength. What are you going to do? Yeah. That constitution was written because I allowed it to be written. And you're to defend the borders of a nation that I allow to stand. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it right there. It was totally fulfilled. When we get back, we're going to hear another part of prophetic word, this word given by Kim Clement, talking about America will shine again. It is so encouraging what God's vision is over this country. And you're going to have hope as we did when we heard this.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that. We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you. I want to encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the daily radio program is visit our sponsors. And shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually how it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand, 24/7 VFN TV and the daily radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it.
Nope.
We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Kim Clement, a prophet, is delivering this word, and we just heard that other word. But this next word I want you to hear. It's talking about America will shine again. It makes me think about Dutch Sheets and the Plea to Heaven, and how that though we're going through some turbulent times, God's merciful, and God's going to bring this third great awakening, as we've been talking about as well. But listen to this word, this fresh word coming from Kim Clement, July the 18th, and talking about America will shine again, and what God's dreaming. He begins to speak about what you're hearing God, you're hearing him prophesy. He's saying, the Lord is speaking through him about his thoughts towards America before she was formed. Listen up.
When I first dreamed about you, America,
I heard sounds that I had not heard on the earth. Sounds of the trumpets, the flutes, of a people that celebrated the richness of their wounded land. And I dreamed about you. I dreamed about possessing a people who would defend children, who would defend nations. I dreamed about men who would stand in battlefields and pray. I dreamed about songs that would be written about me, about men who would fight for freedom, who would fight for races, who would fight for equality and for freedom. America, I called you to be my shining light, and now I see a candle that was once on a hill, a lamp being covered. Am I to tolerate this? I indeed am the jealous God. You shall have no other gods before me, was my commandment to Moses. For I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the third and the fourth generation. And yet the blood of my son cries out, mercy, grace, and I hear it. Yes, I will restore you, and this light shall shine in this nation again, as never before, that the world may know who I am.
Amazing. When you're seeing the vision that God has for this nation, just reminds you of our original intent. We've been talking about what is the original intent of this nation, what is the original intent of the church. And when you're seeing this word spoken over the nation, it just revitalizes and reminds you it wasn't men's idea. It wasn't a man's idea. It was a God's idea. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so when you're seeing this nation take place, and you think things that he dreamed about when before this nation came to existence, exactly, you know, what had come to pass. But then he's talking about, we had our light covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been dark. We haven't been light. You know, we've been in darkness. We're supposed to be the city on the hill. Mm-hmm. But then he says, not because of our goodness. And that's definitely, you know, nothing that we've ever talked about. And I know the Dutch Sheet says, you know, it was not because America's good. I mean, you have a third great awakening because you need a third great awakening. And when you look at the times of things that were going on during the time Billy Graham was called, there was the economic crisis and these things were going on. When you look at the time when Azusa Street, what was taking place, you look at the times that were going on in the 60s with Ken Summerall and all the things that happened during that particular time, Oral Roberts and all those guys. Mm-hmm. Well, so you're looking at right now, he says, but I see the blood of my son. Mm-hmm. I think about that. If you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, this kind of gives you an example of how powerful the blood of Jesus is. I mean, look at the state of this nation. Look at the condition. Look at her condition. Look at the things that she promulgated in the world.
Yeah.
But then look at the church in this nation who's praying and calling out to God and asking God to forgive us and to restore us to our original intent. And God's dream, they're lining up now with what God's word was over this nation and is over this nation. And he sees the blood. He sees his son's sacrifice. And because of the blood of Jesus, because of the goodness and the faithfulness of his son and our faith in his son, God says, she'll shine again. She'll shine again. And it makes me, you know, the first flag over this nation was a flag with, we talked about it, with a cypress tree, I believe, or maybe a cypress
evergreen
tree. Evergreen tree, yeah. Which is a tree of covenant with a plea to heaven across the top of it. But the thing about when you make a plea to heaven, as you find out, we talked about Jehoshaphat positioning himself to be able to hear and receive from God. You get a response from heaven.
An appeal.
An appeal to heaven. And when we get back from this break, you're going to be able to see this because he's got more we want to be able to share with you, because he's a direct word for Russia, where Kim is saying specifically that he's prophesying that God's going to pull his spirit for a time away from Russia because of the arrogance and what's going on right now.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility. We were able to have Pat interpretate.
Interpretate?
Interpretate. Did you hear that?
Okay.
He interpretated it.
Okay.
He interpretated Fonzie and Potsy. And you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I'm Googling interpretate, but I'm trying to find it. And like Google knows, it seems to know everything, but somewhere interpretate's not coming
up.
I'm spelling it right.
Are you spelling it right?
But it keeps on trying to correct it like it's not a word or something.
Oh,
that's like a squiggly line underneath it. Interpretate. That's amazing, isn't it?
Interpretate.
Interpret.
I can write that.
Interpretate. You know, maybe our listeners can help us out with that. But I'm just glad he interpreted it.
I'm glad too.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. They didn't bring me the big flag, so I don't even know if I want to show this flag right here. But yeah, I was just speaking about the, you know, Dutch Sheets talking about the first flag, and hopefully you'll see the one of me holding it up at the Dream Center. Of an appeal to heaven. That was the first flag that George Washington, that they had when they, because they're going to have to fight against this huge oppressive government called, you know, England. And they had to stand up for, it just becomes self-evident that they had to stand up for what was right. And that was called the American Revolution. That's where, you know, became a nation. But they did it by making an appeal to heaven. And look what happened. Because they made an appeal to heaven, God responded. So when you're hearing, and it wasn't because our founding fathers were perfect. Everybody had, men are, you know, we're naturally sinful in our state, but God has an idea. God has a dream. God has a vision for a nation. Then it'll come to pass. And so that's an encouraging word, because, others are beginning to hear and call out for and make a plea to heaven for a third great awakening. And then you're hearing that a David began to send, when he says send out Samuel, in other words, prophets begin to go out and look for this next David. But God's going to say this one here. That's the one. Because you remember when Samuel went, he went to Jesse's house, and they started presenting some folks to him, his other sons, but God didn't say those were the ones. And he said, do you have any other sons? And that was the one you least expected, the one who was not yet prepared, the one who nobody said that he could ever do it. I mean, he was just faithful doing what God had called him to do. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, he's anointed to be the king, the next king. That's what God had in store. Then he went back to doing what he was doing. But one day, suddenly, you know, the people came up. So this is encouraging. This is very encouraging.
You know, oftentimes men are looking at outward credentials and, you know, outward validation. But obviously God doesn't, you know, he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Right.
And so he's called a man. You know, and this is a very important time.
You can see right here, this is when I was at the Dream Center and I was holding up Dutch's flag. You know, Dutch's, you want to get these flags, you can go to dutchsheets.org. But this was the first flag that was flown over America. And by the way, God responded, an appeal to heaven. And that tree, the evergreen tree, represents a covenant tree. That's where some of the First Nation folks with General George Washington at that time, you know, they buried some weapons at the base of that, saying, let's bury the hatchet. That's where that comes from. And this particular tree is a tree that was planted at the time of Abraham when he made a covenant with God. And this means covenant. So America was built on, it's based on a covenant with God. And so God's speaking this word. So it lines up then with what Kim is saying, that God is saying through him, prophesying about America. So it's time for us to raise our belief again. Our hope is not in our own works, but our hope is in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. And because Jesus is good, because God is good, and because our trust is in the Lord, then we can believe God for a third great awakening and just say, God, let your word come to pass over this nation. I want to go right in next, the last part of this prophetic word, and you get the entire word. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and look for Kim Clement's word. But the over Russia. I mean, you look at the rise of Russia. You've been listening to us talk about Russia and, you know, how that it's like this mouse is like flying all over the screen here. But it's like how you had the United Arab League come together. You saw President Putin come down and our president turn over the Arab League to him. You're looking at the rise of Putin and what was happening in the G20 and how our president lagged behind almost by 45 minutes to an hour. You know, you're looking at the Ukraine, how he pushed his way down the Ukraine, but how that was also prophesied about by John Paul Jackson in 2008. We played that for you, and all these things are going on. And, you know, you might want to say, hey, well, that means then he's going to get the upper hand. No, it just means he's doing what he's doing. But guess what? God's seeing Putin. God's seeing what's taking place. Right. He's seeing the what's happening to Israel. He's seeing the Iranian situation where they're focusing. All this is about trying to get some nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran, really, when you look at it, because I mean, it just is. And but God's seeing it, and God's gonna deal with this. And listen to this prophetic word, because this is just really going to encourage you when you hear what God's saying about to Putin. You know, and he even says, you're calling yourself a king. I mean, he's coming down.
Wow.
Listen, this is Kim Clement giving a prophetic word about Russia and what's taking place right now. They just shot down this passenger plane. 290-some-odd Malaysian American world citizens have been murdered by Russia and what he's doing there. Now they're trying to hide different things. They're messing up the crime scene and the accident scene. But listen, you know, you may be thinking, justice won't be served. I want you to listen to what God says about King Putin. Watch.
Russia, my spirit has moved away for a small season. Your ambition has offended me, says the Lord. your ambition and your taste for power has offended me. Therefore, I will teach you a lesson, says the Lord. Forget all these numbers they're throwing out there. In the soil of this nation, and above and below, it's enough to clear that debt and put us in a place, well, I won't say it, where we can say to, what's that group? OPEC, shove it. We've got our own resources. You've stolen from us for too long.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Havana has proved extremely good for Cuba. After talks with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, Putin unveiled a deal to write off $32 billion of old Soviet debt. That's 90% of the total. He said the other 10% would be reinvested in Cuban development projects. The deal is in defiance of a 52-year-old U.S. economic embargo. We'll continue to lend help to Cuba, he says, against the illegal and illegitimate blockade of the United States on Cuba. Putin's trying to boost relations with Cuba, with which Russia had close ties during the Cold War. Russia is still one of communist Cuba's biggest export partners. The two countries are looking to finalize a deal for oil exploration off Cuba's north coast. Putin left Havana on Friday after meeting former Cuban President Fidel Castro. His trip came at a time when the West is putting Putin under pressure to help rein in pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine.
This is amazing when you're looking at this. First of all, it kind of gives you a encouragement knowing, hey, God's watching it all.
Yeah.
And it should put a fear of God on everyone that thinks that they're getting away with something because, you know, God's going to deal with it. But it also reminds me of a prophetic word that was given, I believe it was by Brett Holderbaum when he was in Miami. He was there doing some work in Miami, and God had given him a dream about, I believe it was a Cuban aircraft coming in America from that area. I mean, he can verify. We'll verify it on the torch. But twice, you know, Russian aircraft and Cuban aircraft prophetically has been shown, you know, trying to come into the nation. But you look at it this way. We've been praying that this would be stopped. And if Kim Clement's hearing clearly, and that is a word from the Lord, it's just like the Lord has heard our prayers and is going to stop this. You know, what the enemy has meant for evil, God can stop this.
Yeah.
And but we have to pay close attention. When you look at, when you think about Cuba, you might be thinking, you know, I don't know. Let me give you a clue. It's 90 miles away from Miami. 90 miles away. So you're talking about he just forgave debt. This guy calling himself King Putin, you know, forgave all this debt. And believe me, when evil folks give you a break, they expect something in return.
Oh, yes.
And as, you know, the ambassador to Israel, Dermer said, he says, talking about Hamas, he said, this is evil. This is just evil. Well, what they just did to this aircraft of these Malaysian this Malaysian aircraft with citizens from all around the world, that's evil. Mm-hmm. What they're coming into the Ukraine, just taking the Ukraine, just taking it, pushing their way in, that's evil. Imagine if your state, if all of a sudden the state next to you started just encroaching on your borders and started to set up and say, we're going to take your state from you. I mean, that's what's happening. Yeah, they're saying, we're going to take your nation from you, the nation of Ukraine. And the big issue is that Russia supplies all this oil. It comes right through the Ukraine. It goes from the Ukraine into Germany. It goes right down into Europe. And so what you have is the European Union, that everybody's trying to be real careful because he can cut off the blood supply. But if you go back and listen to VFN TV, you can hear me talking about this is what we need to do. We need to cut off all use of foreign resources and oil for at least 10 years. Just stop. We have enough resources.
We have enough coal here. We have enough coal. Alone.
We have enough oil in our land. We have enough to be able to do that. And then it just kind of makes the people that are hooked on this drug called oil, they start losing their power. All this oil money, that's, a lot of it's going right into terrorism. Yep. That's where it's going into. It's fueling, you know, Mecca and Saudi Arabia.
Reportedly, Saudi Arabia is the one that's funding Hamas and the Gaza Strip to several hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly. And that's all money. So if we could take 10 years and just say, okay, let's take forever. Let's take 10 years And you should think about it. If we have enough to last us for 100 or some odd years, what are we doing tapping other people's resources?
That's right.
That's what's being prophesied. That's what's going to happen. That's what Kim is saying. That's, you have, you know, I was saying this is what needs to happen. Maybe others saying the same. But now Kim is saying this. He's saying the Lord was speaking through him here, saying that's what's going to happen. We're going to just basically drain all those resources dry. That's one way to stop terrorism. Stop giving them money. It's amazing. If you have a problem employee and you stop paying them, they just go, the problem goes away. It's amazing. Right? Yeah, right. Just goes away. It's amazing how that works, right? I'm only here for the paycheck. Right?
That's right. That's right.
And
that decision's easy.
So you think about it. Every time you pull oil in your car, think about it. If it was like, we're only going to purchase resources that says, you know, mined in the USA, you know, drill, baby, drill, all those different things. Is it not worth, if we really care about the Palestinians, isn't it really worth breaking the funding back to Hamas and Hezbollah and the Sunnis and the Shiites who are doing all these terrible things to folks and oppression, religious oppression to the Christians and the Jews by just saying, hey, just let's just quit buying oil from them for a while. Yeah. I mean, it won't take long, 10 years, everybody will straighten up. It's all sand out there. Steve, isn't it sand? It's all sand out there. I'm telling you. And all of a sudden, you know, lots of money makes sand look good. But when you have no more money, it looks like sand and big, huge spiders, by the way. Big, huge, huge sand spiders. And so we're looking, and think about this. So begin to talk to your congressperson, your senator, and the president, and just say, you know, let's look into this fracking. Let's look into coal. And somebody says, well, that's kind of polluting the air. We'll dump the Alinsky thing for a little bit, 10 years. We'll try to organize all that stuff later on. And just say, let's save the Middle East by quit buying their drug from them, or our drug from them, which is oil. We use 5% of the world's population, but I think we use like 90% of the oil on the face of the earth. And you think about it. So we should just say, you know what? You know, God is speaking specifically, Kim is saying through him at that moment, that this is what's going to happen. So if we get on board with God and we just say, you know what? God, help us turn our eyes away from the oil rigs and the sand and turn our eyes to the oil rigs in the sea in Alaska and in North Dakota. There's a big, huge oil.
The Gulf of Mexico.
And is it not worth saving the lives of these Palestinians who are being taken hostage by the people who are being funded by oil money, Hamas and Hezbollah and all that, because, you know, draining the resources. What's exciting is that if America takes this direction, it looks like, you know, she's going to shine again. God's going to deal with Gog, you know, the president of Russia. It's, this whole strategy is going to fail because all the strategies of men cannot succeed against the wisdom of God.
That's right.
And we're seeing God respond. God's going, that's not my intention. So you can get this entire prophetic word, or access to this entire prophetic word, by going to VFNTV.com, go on The Torch, and look for the post and talking about Kim Clement. You can listen to, I guess, 2.5 hours of talking. But that's three parts I want to bring to you that brings hope of what's happening in the world. God's going to begin to raise America back up to his original intent. He's going to deal with Russia. And that first word was that he is going to raise up a David, because this time, the time when you're watching this right now in July, this is a tumultuous time, which is going to be, you know, it's going to get hotter. But hold on, look to the winter, because he's saying that that it's going to be a David is going to be coming out in the wintertime. Praise God. Dear Lord, thank you for speaking.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.
Thank you.